1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
All right, and later on we'll have Bud Dickman and R.C. and Bud also, R.C. Collins and Bud Dickman will be talking about who's cooler, Obi-Wan or Harry Potter. And I did see the Star Wars 2 trailer, and it looks very interesting. It looks phenomenal. It looks like crap. No, it looks really good. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, back from New York. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. Get your backstage pass. Be the first on your block. You get all the live streaming that you want 24 hours a day. You can hear today's show anytime you want to hear it. All of the shows are archived back up to 30 days. Great bits from the past are archived as well. In fact, let me just log on here and tell you about some of the stuff that has been that's being featured and what Bill does, our webmaster, Bill Kiesling III. He live from Frank Dell Automotive. Anybody remember that one? That is a remote we did like 3-4 years ago. RC and Asselin, a frank discussion of youth peer pressure for barnyard bestiality. You're going to love that and more. It's all part of the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com, available now for only $6.95. You heard me right, just $6.95. All that and more. All right, here is Mario. Mario, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mario?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going away from it.
Okay.
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 I'm here.
All right. Would you like me to drop a handkerchief and say, let the conversation begin?
Okay, I'm here with you, man.
You had nothing to say? You just wanted to sit there like a dumbass and not say anything?
No.
Well, then why don't you say what you got to say?
Okay, I'm going to say what I have to say. My name is Mario Rangel. I live in Miami.
All right.
And I am a Cuban former refugee. Been living here since I was 10 years old, and I'm going to turn 48 in 3 days from now. And I started listening to your program, Phil.
So 38 years ago you came here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started listening to your program after September the 11th, looking for news and looking for things.
Well, you got the wrong show.
Oh, man, did I get the wrong show.
Yeah, and you made the second mistake calling it.
Well,
so you're listening to it as your first mistake, calling it and thinking I care. Well, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Well, this is what I wanted to say because it really, really offended me. You did a monologue with a mentally retarded kid and a company that wanted to do protection in the airports.
Yes.
And I lost my son, who was mentally retarded and physically retarded, when he was 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, if there was anything that I could do, I would get you fired from that radio station so you would never be able to talk on a radio again.
Because you had a personal experience.
Extremely, extremely
bad. And if you didn't have a son who died, you wouldn't care, right?
Of course I would care.
Oh, you would care. Then why did you bring it up?
Because what you did was an extremely
bad. Yeah, but
why
did you bring up the example of your son? You said if you didn't have...
I'm trying to give myself a position of authority to talk to you because...
Authority?
Every time that you open your mouth...
I'm not impressed.
...in your show...
I'm not impressed.
...you have to use pissed off, you have to use words that shouldn't be on a radio in the first place. And
right.
You, my friend,
right.
Should not have a radio show.
All right. Well, what else am I going to do?
I don't know, but... Honestly,
that's the only skill I got.
Maybe you should go to work for security in the airport, or maybe you should be flipping hamburgers in McDonald's. But
I can't make the kind of money I
make. Have a microphone in your hand.
I can't make the kind of money I make in radio if I do that.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to flip hamburgers.
Let me tell you. I'm sorry for the American public that listens to your program. And I got hooked on it trying to find something about the news. And I promise you. WIOD 610 in Miami is supposed to be all news all the time. And what they have with your show...
Now, they changed that.
I have no idea. Why they have you on the radio, I have no idea. But you do not belong. You should be sweeping the streets. F that. Because
sweeping
you have
a
mouth
so
that's
in other words,
full of filth.
So in other words, you think I'm so crappy, all I can do is sweep a street?
No.
Well, or flip a hamburger or work security.
I think that it would be a gesture of good faith and goodwill because we do live in the United States that they allowed you to sweep the streets because you're not even good enough for that.
So I'd be better off dead?
No, sir.
Well, that's about what you're saying.
I pray for you in your soul, but you have no business with a microphone in your hand if you're going to use it that way. And I know that you have the capabilities.
Well, if you say that you don't like the word, you don't like the word pissed off, and, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It comes from my heart. It certainly is a vernacular that is colloquial. I'm not trying to offend. I'm trying to communicate how I feel as directly as I can. And I think that phrase...
No verse. How can a person have a microphone and speak to the public if he has no way of expressing himself without a proper vocabulary?
Well, see, the primary way that I express myself is by doing character voices. Like, I played the part of that retarded kid and the part of the... You knew that, right?
No, well, I was... I didn't know you.
Yeah, that's me. That was all me.
I have to admit it, you confused me. I didn't know that you were using a character. I thought
that was me.
It was real for a while, and I couldn't believe this guy.
No, it wasn't real. It was all made up. I was doing the voices. That's the primary way that I communicate. I'm not a very... You're right. You're right. Okay, go ahead. You're right. I'll give you one. I'm not very good at communicating one-on-one. I've always been weak in that department.
Mr. Henry, you have a microphone, and you have a radio station, and God knows that I wish that I had that, because there's a lot of things that I could communicate to the public that are really, really worthwhile listening
to. Yeah, but would they be interested?
So what you do...
That's the big question. Would they be interested in hearing what you had to say?
Perhaps not.
And okay,
maybe,
well, that's...
Maybe we have so many tormented minds that are willing to listen to your show, but I'm telling you, you have a microphone, and you have a voice. Why don't you make it worthwhile instead of doing all the stupidity that you're doing?
Because it's the only way I can have any fun doing this stuff. I do anything else, I'm not... My life is even more worthless than it already is. If I start talking all this baloney that you want me to talk...
Your life is worthless, and you are in the position...
No, you just told me it was worthless. You said I'm not even worth sweeping the streets.
No, I believe that in the way that you're using that microphone, you should not even be sweeping the streets. You should be swept in the streets.
Now I got my program...
Because what you do with that microphone is polluting the air.
Hold on for a minute, because now I got my program... David G. Hall. David?
Well, I was listening to what this gentleman was saying, and I agree with what he said about your language.
I don't think it's fair for my boss to call in the middle of my show and start to back up a caller.
But I think it's right for me to say that what this gentleman is saying is absolutely correct. Your language... You know what I'm saying, Mario?
Well, if you think it's funny, and you guys...
No, I think you've got a vulgar mouth.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead, Mario. My name's David Hall, by the way.
What you're doing is fabulous. Director. You have a tremendous talent.
Oh, okay. And then I shouldn't be sweeping the street. Okay, great. 1-800-449-8686. Now I'm talented. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
Well, you definitely can pull people in, can't you?
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see. I live from one rating period to the next, just like every other sucker in this business.
Listen, the reason I called was to thank you. You make life colorful. And also, there was something that you you were talking about.
Phil, you make my bowel movements colorful.
Thank you. Anyhow, so here's what I was looking at. I was listening to what you were saying about the anger. You were talking about with the Osama bin Laden and all that crap. And, you know, I wonder how many people actually know if they were to look in the dictionary. And I just want to say this because a lot of people don't look in the dictionary much anymore. And that is, if they look up the word assassin, Muslim is the definition of assassin.
No, it isn't. But thanks for your call. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Muslim is the definition for assassin. No, hashish is the definition of, isn't it? Look up the dictionary, Mike, and see what comes under Muslim. A fine cloth that you can make a dress out of. Okay, great. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show.
She go boom.
That's right, Bobby. She go boom. Phil Henry Show. Anyway, we looked up assassin. That ain't what a Muslim is, an assassin. An assassin was part of a Muslim secret society. But that was just some scumbag Muslims. It wasn't a real Muslim. So see, I hung up on that woman, and I was right and she was wrong. All right, so maybe she was right. Kind of, you know, 1-800-449-8686. I was still reeling from being told by that guy from Miami that I wasn't even fit to sweep the streets, and then he turned around and told me that I was really talented because I was doing a fake voice on him. Huh? Here's John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, John.
Hey, darling. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to tell you I like your show.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I think people, I don't know, maybe more so people that aren't from America don't realize that it's all about entertainment, you know, whether it makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you angry. You
it's
know,
all about,
like
in other words, bull crap.
Yeah, yeah, you
just
know,
baloney.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you need to get some kind of a rise from your show. You can't just be typical mundane CNN, MSNBC kind of stuff like you see everywhere else, you know?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I like
thank
your
you.
Opinions.
Well, thank
cool.
you. Thank you.
I have a complaint about, like, the border, okay? I live in Texas, and this Mexico thing, I've been living here for almost 20 years, it's just really been getting on my nerves. And I want your...
whole country of Mexico is just bugging you?
Well, I mean, the immigration problem we have, you know, the thousands of them that are coming in, and then they found out that they had smuggled some of the Saudi Arabians through Mexico. Duh.
No, they didn't. Through Canada.
I heard that they came through Mexico, too. There was reports.
Oh, okay, but the Canada thing's okay with you, huh?
Well, you know, I don't think there's as many in Canada.
Oh, no, not as many. They stopped a guy that came from Canada who was going to blow up LAX. The guys that did the World Trade Center had come down from Canada.
Yeah.
What do you need, John?
Hey, have you been to Texas?
Hey, I live in California.
Okay.
So whatever problem you think you got in Texas, we got it like eightfold here.
Yeah, we know.
And
I mean,
if they took
it,
and I hate to break the news to you, and this is going to come as a shock, if you took all the immigrants, all the illegal immigrants out of Texas,
right.
Your economy would probably fall on its ass. Because they're working in the farms, and they're working in the ranches, and they're working in the restaurants, and they're...
Okay, true.
You take them
but
out of there,
they
and
do, like, back in the 1950s,
the great state of Texas would be no more.
Back in the 20s and the 50s, honey, they didn't have that many immigrants here, and we did just fine without them.
Well, you had all your poor white trash doing it then, but now they're too good for that kind of work.
Yeah, but no.
They're not?
There are still people that would do it.
You mean all the white folks would go back to work and flipping burgers at McDonald's if they just get all those Mexicans out of there? Is that what you're telling me?
Flipping burgers, what's the difference between flipping burgers and, you know, digging in the fields, the ditches?
Well, I want to ask you seriously. In other words, all the white folk could go back to working their own fields and flipping their own burgers if the Mexicans...
Not all of them. I mean, you know, we're still going to have immigrants.
How is it the Mexicans got those jobs and the white folks don't have them?
Well, what bothers me is that my taxes are going toward illegal immigrants, all right?
No, it ain't. Yeah, how much of your taxes are going toward illegal immigrants?
I don't know, but
yeah,
you know.
In other words, you're not really informed on it at all, are you? You just kind of want to be pissed off at Mexicans.
No, it's not Mexicans, honey. It's not just Mexicans. It's any kind of immigrants that are here.
You know, Texas used to have a lot of Canadians till the Mexicans arrived.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, my ancestors are Canadian.
Scum.
I know.
Yeah, okay, you're boring. I thought you were going to give me a little bit more fun, but you just kind of, you dulled out on me. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, whenever there's nothing to talk about, when you just want to sit and get upset, let's get upset with the Mexicans. It's my favorite country outside of this one, Mexico. And they're my favorite people outside of Americans, Mexicans. And am I wrong? Didn't those guys come down from Canada? You got more scumbags coming in here from Canada lately. One of the problems is the border with Canada is wide open. Wide open. They had a guy testifying before the Senate, and he was holding up an orange traffic cone. And he says, this is it. This is what keeps the border between the United States and Canada sealed, an orange traffic cone. So when you see the orange traffic cone, you better turn back because that's America. I'm sure that just gets them all pissed off. 1-800-449-8686. Here is, I don't know, who do you want me to go to? I got no idea. Go to 5. Rebecca, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I wanted to, I just called in to let you know that there's not only adults listening to your radio, there's minors, and the way that your host is talking is very improper for the minors' ears and stuff, so I would like for him to, like, slow down his role in talking the way he's talking.
What is he saying, ma'am?
He's saying, like, he sings.
Have you got your radio turned up, dear?
Huh? Turn my radio up?
You need to turn it all the way up.
Okay.
He sings.
Yeah. Is that all the way up?
Yeah, it's all the way up.
All right, go ahead. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, he's using bad words like...
You're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying he's using bad words like, damn...
You're on the air in Miami. Go ahead. Hello.
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 Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. That he's what, using like
profanity. I didn't get it. What did you say?
Like that's all I had. I was calling to let you know that he's using profanity, and you know that we're minors.
Did you turn your radio
15.
Up or?
Hello.
Turn the radio up.
It's up.
Is it up all the way?
Huh?
Is it up all the way?
Oh,
it has to be full blast. That's
full
what the problem.
Full blast.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. That's what we need.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, that's all I wanted you to.
Has to be full blast.
To say
is it full blast? All right. Thank you. Okay. Stand close to your radio, Rebecca.
Huh?
Go over the red.
Go ahead. That's what I called you to tell you because
I'm playing.
I'm only 15 in the word that he's using.
Yes. All right, Rebecca in Miami, go ahead.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
What? You're on the air.
That's all I had to say.
And who? I know what she's saying. I'm not minimizing, nor am I decrying, you know, or whatever word it is that I wanted to use. What word am I using? What? I don't use bad words. I don't think saying PO'd is bad, is it? This show is not known for bad language. This is ridiculous. I have heard some stuff today that is depressing me. We don't use language on this program in any gratuitous sense. If I'm speaking from the heart and I use a couple of things that I shouldn't use, I'm sorry. What did I say? I don't know, but I will tell you this. Unlike some shows, I'm not here to gratuitously use language that is will shock or upset or offend anybody. So if I said something that I shouldn't, was it when we made fun of the kid Bobby in the retard hour? You mean our... And now it's the retard hour on the Phil Henry Show. We do that every day. The retard hour, brought to you by Babbo Soap. All right, here is Charles, or Chris. I'm sorry, Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Look, I'm a former Marine. I was in the Gulf War. I worked closely with the Saudi commandos when I was over there. One of the things that's a part of their livelihood is that they have to actually buy their wives like a dowry. Most of the time they can't do that until they're 25 or plus. So, and they can't have anything to do with women but until they can actually buy their wife. So most of them are homosexuals until they actually can get enough money to where they can buy a wife.
Interesting. Well, I don't know whether that makes them good or bad. It sounds to me like that's some kind of a perverted sort of behaviorally motivated homosexuality. Sounds to me like they hate women, if you want my honest opinion.
I think you're probably right there.
I mean, homosexuals don't hate women. By definition, a gay man is not a guy that's got a problem with a woman. In fact, women and gay men seem to get along just fine. In fact, a lot of straight chicks prefer dancing in gay clubs so they don't have to deal with all the jackasses at the bar. So it's not like homosexuals, gay men, hate women. Now, Saudi Arabian gay men, that's probably a whole different thing. That's not even, I don't know what that is. That's a whole different magazine. Here is Joe. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, I just want to comment on that guy who got all offended, man. That's second grade schoolyard stuff. I'm going to play with you until I lose, and then it's over.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he should have gotten all offended. I mean, he said he started listening to you when September 11th happened.
Well, he didn't get the show. He listened to the show after September 11th, and we've done a lot of stuff that's different than what we ordinarily do.
Exactly, but I think, you know, it's funny until he gets offended. You know, I won't say I've never been offended, but I still listen.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody. I want to make people get a chuckle. If the retarded, the half hour we did there with security hiring retarded people, you know, if you think about it, there's a point to that bit. Look what happened in Chicago today. Maybe we would be better off with the mentally challenged working those security systems. That's all I'm saying. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Hey, everybody, it's Bud Dickman, and it's time for a Bud Dickman Top 10. You're probably wondering where I am broadcasting to you from. I'm broadcasting to you from Chicago's O'Hare Airport, where I'm also doing my job as a security guard. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you doing?
Just hold on.
Put your hands off for your door.
I have to look in your pants.
Wait for me!
Oh, well, that man not let me look in his pants. You see, working security at Chicago O'Hare Airport is a tough job. But me, I'm going to do it because I don't want plane go boom. Now, here's number 10 on a Bud Dickman atop of 10.
Come on. Get off of me.
Come on.
Dickman at O'Hare Airport. I work security. Work security at O'Hare Airport. I'm Bud Dickman, and I'm glad you joined me for the top 10. See, we always like to do things here, especially. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, this is number 9. Okay, that song's a piece of crap. It's number... I forget. Anyway, I'm working security here, and it's a really tough job. Oh, hold on for a minute. Come here for a minute.
What the hell are you doing? I have to catch...
Come here. Let me look in...
Get your hands out of my pants.
Oh, look at that. I found something in your shorts. And it... Ow!
You ever put your hands in my pants again?
I found something... Ah, here comes the lights. Get your hands off my wife. You see, it's all part of the day on of being part of security at O'Hare Airport. It's fun. I'm Bud Dickman. I go to a place that's a halfway house when I get off work.
Number 8 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Hold on.
What are you doing? I'm the announcer.
Oh, a gun, huh? Come on, get to it. Start singing. Oh, there it is.
You found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you ready.
This is number eight.
And everything in your past, want to let it go.
Coming up next is number 7. I'm at the airport.
After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be.
I see you. Got a phone call here in the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. How you doing?
Yo, Bud, man, you're doing it right. Are you frisking people, everything at the security check stand there?
Yeah, I make sure no hijacker come on board.
That's good, man. I want to let you know my cousin's coming through there in a few minutes. He's got a knife on him, okay?
All right, I'll look for him.
Yeah.
Bring your whole lives off track.
Okay, that's number 8. That enough. Here's number 7. It's a song called It's Been a While. It's been a while since this thing debuted on our top 10, and it's probably going to be a long time before it leaves. It's Stained. Yep, it sure is. I'm looking at it right now. It's Stained.
It's been a while since I could hold my head.
Still on phones. This song's boring. Hello?
Yes. Hey, Bud.
Yeah?
Are you in Chicago or something?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. Who's this, RC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. I get to be security man.
Pitching.
On my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Stop the song. I got to check Stained because their song made the metal detect. Oh, wait a minute. They're not at the airport. That's a song they play on radio. That's a song by Stained called It's Been a While. Now here's number 6. And this is a song. Hold on for a minute. I got to get the phone. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, but this is David Hall.
Oh, hi, Mr. Hall. I'm at Chicago Airport.
Yeah, I know. You're working security. Turn down the sound effect, will you?
Okay.
You're working security. Let me talk to Henry.
What?
Let me talk to Henry.
On the air?
Yes.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. There's something. Wait. Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Well, will you just stop the bit for a minute?
No, wait a minute. Carson Daly just went through here with a cucumber wrapped in tinfoil in his pants. I got to...
Just get Henry on the phone, will you?
Okay, here's number 6. Okay, Mr. Hall, I got Mr. Henry.
Turn the thing down, will you? Put him on the phone.
Hey, Mr. Henry, I want to talk to you.
David, yeah, hi.
Yeah, will you turn the music off for a minute? And turn that sound effect. You there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Why are you letting this retard do this bit?
Mr. Hall, I'm at...
Just shut up, bud. Let me talk to Henry.
But I'm at Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, I know, and you're working security.
What do you mean, why am I letting him do the bit?
You know full well this is your show. Do you know the phone call complaints I already got about the target bit that you did earlier with that Bobby guy?
Well, look, Bud said...
Bud said, oh, so all of a sudden a guy with a third-grade education is telling you how to do your show, is that it?
Right, sir. I want to be here at the security.
Look, Bud, I told Bud what I wanted him to do.
Yeah, so you're leading this poor retarded kid on. Is that what you're doing?
Well, no,
Well, then what are you doing?
He said... I suggested that he do his show from Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, to make it look like they hire retards.
Well, what do you think they hire over there? A guy with 18 guns got on today.
He didn't have 18 guns. He had 18 knives.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is.
Look, if Bud told you to fart for 3 hours, would you do that too?
It was...
It's his idea, Mr. Hall.
I know that, Bud. I know it's his idea. I know he put you up to it.
I thought it would be a cute commentary.
Oh, well. Here comes the artist now. A cute commentary. A satirical comment. Is that what you're saying?
He made me do it.
Will you shut up? Look, all I'm saying is...
All you're telling me is you go on the air, you were planning to do a half hour with Bud playing the retarded security guy at Chicago's... And what's that crack about Carson Daly with a tinfoil wrapped cucumber in his pants about?
I'm innocent.
That was Bud's line.
Oh, sure. You didn't write that for him?
Actually, Janice did.
Janice did. There you go. Is there somebody else you're putting up to your sick sense of humor? Carson Daly, we got a lot of money invested in him. I don't want any more tinfoil-wrapped cucumber jokes in his pants about Carson Daly.
He made me do it.
I know, bud.
You dirty traitor.
He made me do it.
That's okay. You understand what I'm saying?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to can this bit, okay?
Mr. Hall, help me. Mr. Henry, bad humor. Show not funny.
I know.
I tried to be on a show that's funny, but you wouldn't let me be on the Dr. Laura show.
Wait a second.
I don't want to be in a stinking show.
Well, listen to you. Came to me for a job. I picked you up out of the gutter and made whatever it is you are today, I made you. And now the show ain't funny enough, huh?
Well, frankly, it's not. And if he wants to move on to greener pastures...
I'd like to get kicked upstairs a little bit, you know. Maybe try my hands, maybe writing for Mr. Daly's show.
Well, we can arrange that.
Oh, get a load of you guys. All of a sudden you want to be on my show so bad now. Now it ain't funny enough.
I don't know. A lot of his humor is stale. It's lacking a certain social direction and dimension.
I understand what you're saying, bud.
Mr. Henry's so lame. I need move on good funny gig.
Well, I tell you...
Mr. Henry's show is lame, is it? Need to move on to good funny humor gig.
Yeah, well, the kid knows what he wants to do.
And since when do you take his side?
Because I've been listening to this pile of crap you've been doing for the last 20 minutes. Bud Dickman working security at Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Well, what do you think they had going there today, man? Didn't you read the news? They had a guy get through with 15 guns and a taser gun.
I know that. So what are you trying to do?
I'm just saying it'd be funny if they... It seems like they had guys like Bud Dickman there.
Hey, what'd that mean? I never let my country get blowed up.
Yeah, what's that mean? He'd never let his country get blowed up.
I'm not saying he'd let the country get blowed. I mean blown up. I'm simply saying that if you had Bud working...
Miss Davis, I work with Mike Reagan or Casey Kasem. I hate the Henry show.
Hey, I can get you on the Reagan show. I think you can help him out over there.
Good. Get out of here. I don't want you.
What?
I don't want you.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
Well, there it is, Bud.
Oh, look at this. Now you're going to soft me up, huh?
Made him cry, didn't you?
What do you mean I made him cry?
You say you know me on your show.
Look at you. You made the retard cry.
I made him cry. He didn't want to be on my show. He said he wants to go work on a Mike Reagan show or a funnier gig like Dr. Laura.
Well, can you blame him?
You made me feel like it.
You made the house tarred ball. Way to do it.
Well, I got to take a break, okay?
Yeah, take a break, you do-head.
Look at this. I got you on one side of me, and I got Hall on the other side.
I just want to listen to my radio show where you're doing retard jokes about security at O'Hare Airport. Good job, Phil. Now, where in the hell am I going to put this tard? Nobody wants him.
I don't know. He wants to go on Reagan or Casey's show. Put him on those shows.
You want to work on a Casey Kasem show? What about Mike Reagan?
Yeah, okay.
Get out of here, you freak.
You'll be sorry.
He threatened me.
No, he didn't. He's just fooling around.
Right. 1-800. What did I give the phone number out for?
Yeah, nobody's going to call you stupid ass anyway.
You make the company drooler cry. That costs us money.
Okay, let me get out of here, will you? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
This is David. Phil, are you there?
I'm right here.
Bring Casey up.
Casey, come on in here, man. Hi, David. I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, Casey, I got a... Bud, are you there?
I'm right here, Mr. Hall. Mr. Kasem, I want you to know, a pleasure to meet you.
I'm Casey Kasem. Who's the tard?
The tard is some kid who wants to work on your show, Case.
All right. I think it might be interesting.
Mr. Kasem, I want you to know, I was just looking at your daughter on Maxim.com. What's her name again?
You mean my daughter, Carrie?
Yeah, she's got a nice pair of boots.
You look at my daughter again on any website, I'll rip your balls off.
Okay.
Look, Casey, do me a favor, will you?
Sure, David, anything.
Let the retard do your show.
All right,
I got to go on vacation, bud. You want to fill in?
Yeah, I'd love to fill in your show.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. Give a lot of biographical information, and then, very sexy, say, here they are, and then give the name of the group, and say, on Casey's Coast to Coast.
Okay. I think I do that.
All right. I'm going to be standing over here. Excuse me. I just want to see if you can do it.
Yeah, just give him some pointers, Casey.
That's what I'm doing. Okay, bud?
Okay, Mr. Kasem. I'll give it a try.
Now, remember, be sexy and informative the way I am.
Okay. And now, coming in at number 5 is Enrique Iglesias. This is a song about,
Excuse me, I'll just get something to eat.
It's called Hero. It's coming in at number 5 on Casey's Coast to Coast.
If I asked you to dance. That's not bad, bud.
And your daughter has got...
Wait for my daughter.
Enough a look back. All right, that's enough of that. At number 4 is a group called Genuine. Why are they called Genuine? I don't know.
That's good. Keep going.
But they're called Genuine, and that's the name of the group that they're called. Genuine. And the song is Differences on Casey's Coast to Coast.
All right, that's enough of that crap. Next one.
This is Alicia Keys with a song called Fallen in Love on Casey's Coast to Coast. And I
love. That's good. Next one. I tell you what, bud. Read a letter from a fan.
All right. And now it's time for our long-distance dedication. Just a letter from a lady from Port Hueneme, California, and her name is Betty. And here she writes, Dear Casey, the other night, I saw somebody looking in my window, and was that you? Sincerely, Betty. Well, Betty,
yes, it was.
Here was Casey, and here's that song you wanted. I'm Real, Jennifer Lopez, featuring Ja Rule. P.S., Casey, I'm a lesbian. All right.
Let's go. You know, David, they're really screwing my show up.
Want to hear what you were doing?
I mean, they're coming on here with the Casey stuff and that...
Way funnier than what you were doing.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There's our long-distance dedication. I'm Real, Jennifer Lopez. And that brings us to the number one song of the week. Number one, checking in at number 2... Here is the Family Affair.
Wait a minute.
Right.
What do you mean, number one, checking in at number 2?
Number one song of the week at number 2.
How can that be?
You yelling at the tart again?
Well, how can he say that?
Say what?
What does he mean, it's number one, checking in at number 2?
What do you mean, bud?
Because it was number 2.
That makes sense to me.
It can't be number one if it's number 2. Just a kiss for me, don't need no hateration. I'm Casey Kasem.